Welcome to the Nation Magazine Podcasts. You're listening to Nation Conversations, exclusive audio of Nation forums, events, seminars, and salons.
I'm Betsy Reed, executive editor of The Nation, and I'm here today with Lizzie Ratner, who's written a piece for our special issue, which is called Occupy the Safety Net, about her piece is about food stamps. And it's a I would say, relatively bright spot in a pretty bleak landscape. She tells a story about a safety net program that is actually functioning as a safety net program, despite, you know, its many challenges and flaws. So Lizzie, thank you for coming here to talk to me. And can you tell me a little bit about what it was like to go observe people getting food stamps and the role it's playing in their lives in this time of great hardship?
I spent a fair amount of time outside of two food stamp centers in Manhattan. One is the Waverly Center, and the other actually is a welfare and food stamp center just a block away from the Nation's offices. And the two things that strike you immediately are the massive quantities of people rushing in to both of the centers, people just lining up outside of the elevators and getting sucked upstairs one after another to apply for benefits, to get kinks worked out in their cases, to fight to get their benefits reopened, their cases opened. So the first striking image is the need. You see it as soon as you stand outside these food stamp centers, just profound need as people from all walks of life, all colors, all backgrounds, all ethnicities, all ages, come to these centers for food and for assistance. The second thing that strikes you is that these places are enormously decayed. They look like relics from the 1950s, and they look like they haven't had a paint job since the 1950s. They look like they're deteriorating. And so the two things that strike you, first of all, are the need and the decay. And yet, when you talk to people, what they will say is, I actually got help from this food stamp center. I got benefits. I went in, I had lost my job, I was hungry, I applied for food stamps. Sometimes people had to apply more than once. It wasn't always a slam dunk, but once they were able to get benefits, almost right away, they were able to put food on their table and start putting money back into the economy and start feeding their children, start feeding themselves, and start doing that very basic function that all of us do all the time, often without thinking about it, which is eating.
The numbers we in your piece and throughout the issue, I found myself, you know, really fixating on because they're so they say so much about what's going on. So it's almost 2 million people, right, every day in New York City alone, who are using food stamps.
Yeah,
right?
Currently 1.8 million New Yorkers receive food stamps. Which is, I think, 1 out of 5 New Yorkers receives food stamps. The numbers for children, obviously, a lot of those people receiving food stamps are children. In the U.S. as a whole, we have almost 46 million people receiving food stamps. That's
so
one in seven
right,
Americans or people in the United States receiving food stamps. And of those, about half are children. And these are absolutely stunning numbers, which in my mind, and I think in the mind of lots of people who study the issue, bespeaks the extraordinary need and the extraordinary crisis of the moment we're in as a nation in terms of our economy and sort of the implosion that's happened in the last few years.
Another striking thing is that these numbers have gone up so much in response to the Great Recession, which, you know, obviously reflects a tremendous amount of hardship people are experiencing, but also, you know, shows that the program is actually one that's functioning, unlike, say, welfare, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a fair amount of money, many billions of dollars, were actually put into the food stamp program, which is now known as SNAP, in the original stimulus bill. And that allowed for two things. It allowed both for the food stamp program to accept the many, many, many millions of people who are applying for food stamps. And initially, it allowed for a small increase in the amount of benefits people got. About $14 billion of that initial stimulus money has now been removed for the program or is being removed over the course of the next few years. And so we're going to see the program tightening up again.
Now, that to me is a very depressing fact. And it's gotten very little attention. You know, the fact that the stimulus, I mean, in a good way, the stimulus and Obama has failed to really own his own policy success in the form of programs like food stamps. And as a result of that, we're seeing them disappear with very little, you know, outcry.
Yeah, and it's shocking for two reasons, or probably many reasons. But one reason it's shocking is that, as we just discussed, the numbers of people on food stamps rose significantly, almost doubled during the Great Recession, during the last few years. And what this has meant for people is that the sort of radical, absolute immiseration suffered by people in recessions when there was no food stamp safety net, certainly suffered by people during the Great Depression, that didn't happen. I mean, there are certainly people in this country who are hungry or who are food insecure, and because the food stamp program does not reach everybody. But the fact that 46 million people almost received food stamps has meant that many, many millions of people who would have suffered greatly or even more during the Great Recession have not suffered. And so the fact that this enormously important safety net is being targeted somewhat by Republicans, and that $14 billion are going to be removed over the next few years, is shocking.
What's the answer to this? You arrive at the end of your piece with a sort of call for a movement around this, right?
Yeah, I think, if you look at sort of the history of food stamps, the first ever food stamp program was created in 1938 by Roosevelt during the sort of second part of the Great Depression. The actual sort of official food stamp program as we know it was created in 1977. In both cases, there were significant political progressive movements, populist movements that were advocating for change, for a safety net, for people's basic needs to be met. And we haven't had that kind of movement in this country for a long, long time. And, you know, when you talk to people in the anti-poverty and anti-hunger community, they will fetch a little bit and say, listen, we've kind of been abandoned by progressives in recent years. The culture wars, the terror wars have sucked away the energy from the bread and butter issues of poverty in this country. But as we all happily know, in the last few months, we've seen the rise of the Occupy movement. And for the first time in a very, very, very long time, people are talking about income inequality. They're talking about the radically unfair distribution of resources in this country. You know, the paradox and sort of outrage of giving rich people a free ride and not taxing them while saying, you know what, we're going to take out billions of dollars from safety net programs. And so the solution, I think, if we look to the past, is we have to organize. And progressives, and not just progressives, but people of good conscience in this country who want to see some degree of equality and justice for everybody, have to get together and start organizing and saying hunger in this country is unconscionable. Even some degree of food insecurity is absolutely unconscionable, and we need these programs to keep going. So I think organizing is clearly going to be the key here. Obama's not going to do it unless we push him to.
On that note, thanks, Lizzie, and I hope everybody reads her excellent piece and the rest of our Occupy the Safety Net issue.
Nation Conversations is a product of The Nation magazine and is available on iTunes. You can hear more podcasts at thenation.com/audio. Thanks for listening.